formidable relics, embraced with one hand the altar, with the other the wood of the true cross. But the popular fury that dares to trample on superstition is deaf to the cries of humanity, and the race of Heraclius was extinguished after a reign of 100 years.
Between 711 and 717 AD, between the fall of the Heraclean and the rise of the Isaurian dynasty, were three short reigns. Philippicus was murdered in his sleep, Anastasius resigned, and Theodosius died peacefully, giving way to the founder of the Isaurian dynasty, Leo III, who ruled peaceably for 24 years, passing the purple on to his son, Constantine V, surnamed Copronymus.
In a long reign of 34 years, the son and successor of Leo, Constantine V, surnamed Copronymus, attacked with less temperate zeal the images or idols of the church. Their votaries have exhausted the bitterness of religious gall in their portrait of this spotted panther, this antichrist, this flying dragon of the serpent seed, who surpassed the vices of Elagabalus and Nero. His reign was a long butchery of whatever was most noble or holy or innocent in his empire. In person, the emperor assisted at the execution of his victims, surveyed their agonies, listened to their groans, and indulged, without satiating, his appetite for blood. A plate of noses was accepted as a grateful offering, and his domestics were often scourged or mutilated by the royal hand. His surname was derived from his pollution of his baptismal font. The infant might be excused, but the manly pleasures of Copronymus degraded him below the level of a brute. His lust confounded the eternal distinctions of sex and species, and he seemed to extract some unnatural delight from the objects most offensive to human sense. In his religion, the iconoclast was a heretic, a Jew, a Mohammedan, a pagan, and an atheist. And his belief of an invisible power could be discovered only in his magic rites, human victims, and nocturnal sacrifices to Venus and the demons of antiquity. His life was stained with the most opposite vices, and the ulcers which covered his body anticipated before his death the sentiment of hell tortures. Of these accusations, which I have so patiently copied, a part is refuted by its own absurdity, and in the private anecdotes of the life of princes, the lie is more easy, as the detection is more difficult. Without adopting the pernicious maxim that where much is alleged, something must be true, I can however discern that Constantine V was dissolute and cruel. Calumny is more prone to exaggerate than to invent, and her licentious tongue is checked in some measure by the experience of the age and country to which she appeals. Of the bishops and monks, the generals and magistrates, who were said to have suffered under his reign, the numbers are recorded, the names were conspicuous, the execution was public, the mutilation visible and permanent. The Catholics hated the person and government of Copronymus, but even their hatred is a proof of their oppression. They dissembled the provocations which might excuse or justify his rigour, but even these provocations must gradually inflame his resentment and harden his temper in the use or the abuse of despotism. Yet the character of the fifth Constantine was not devoid of merit, nor did his government always deserve the curses or the contempt of the Greeks. From the confession of his enemies, I am informed of the restoration of an ancient aqueduct, of the redemption of 2,500 captives, of the uncommon plenty of the times, and of the new colonies with which he repeopled Constantinople and the Thracian cities. They reluctantly praise his activity and courage. He was on horseback in the field at the head of his legions, and although the fortune of his arms was various, he triumphed by sea and land on the Euphrates and the Danube in civil and barbarian war. Heretical praise must be cast into the scale to counterbalance the weight of orthodox invective. The iconoclasts revered the virtues of the prince. 40 years after his death, they still prayed before the tomb of the saint. A miraculous vision was propagated by fanaticism or fraud,